You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Okay.
I'm your host, Tank, or Big Marcus, whatever have you. And I will let my co-host introduce herself.
I am That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel TV. If you wonder why we're laughing, it's because we're supposed to take turns hosting. And my husband was just like, yeah, you go ahead and kick it off. And then just came running through the gates as soon as I pressed record.
Before we get started, I'd like to say like, subscribe, and share. You can catch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. You can also catch it on SoundCloud and iTunes.
The podcast.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Exactly.
I-T this. G. A-A and some T's and S's in there too.
I-G-T-C-A-A.
Yeah.
Is this going to cause an argument? You can use that hashtag. Do the finish. Come on.
Check it out, family. So today...
No, tell them about our social media stuff.
I'm on Periscope at Big Marcus 2782, and then Angel's on some stuff too. So...
Y'all can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Angel the Actress. You can get me on Snapchat also at Angel the Actress. On Facebook, it's That Chick Angel TV. And on, I named all of them really quickly. Go on, girl. Get it. Thank you.
I'm sure you're missing some, but it's fine. They'll find you.
Yeah, I'm sure they... It's all on my YouTube channel, everything which you can subscribe to as well. But if you...
remember that.
If you can... if you have any questions or comments that you want to leave us or leave me, you can tweet me with the hashtag ITGTCAA. And I'll see it there on my Twitter, or you can leave it underneath this video. But please subscribe to us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. We would greatly appreciate it. Actually, one of my sorors that came up to me at an audition. Yeah, she was like, I subscribed. She's like, I subscribed to the podcast. So she follows us on iTunes.
All right. You want to shout out?
Yeah, Lachey. Lachey,
love you. Shay, Shay. Did they call you that?
No.
Oh, okay. Lachey. I'm sorry. My apologies.
But you know what? Speaking of it, since we're about to move into the topic, we're not going to talk about specifically the shooting that happened in Orlando. Just I feel like out of respect for the deceased, I don't want to use that as
there's too many unknowns also.
Yeah, so
let's not even touch that.
But Lachey lost her cousin in the shooting. And I didn't realize that until I saw a post on Facebook, which made me feel so bad because I saw her at the audition earlier this week and I did not know that. But, I mean, also don't think it's something that she wanted to talk about before we went into a commercial audition. But being that that is something that is at the forefront of people's minds here in the U.S., and I understand we have listeners and watchers from other countries, what I wanted to talk about is, or we wanted to talk about, are guns and gun control in the United States. For those of you all know, tell them your relationship with guns in general, not speaking of gun control, but
my relationship with guns. I was introduced to guns pretty early in life, not like shooting guns, but born and raised in Kentucky. So I have uncles, they all used to hunt. And in Kentucky, as you know, it's a very conservative / liberal state. Reason I say conservative / liberal, because conservatives are liberal in Kentucky and throughout the whole Bible Belt area, whatever.
What do you mean conservatives are liberal?
Because they are conservative in a liberal way. It's like they have conservative beliefs, but compared to extreme conservative people, they can be considered very liberal.
Compared to where do you feel like people are more conservative at, and what's they?
Like out here, the liberals are very conservative, like in their thought processes and beliefs.
Their liberals are very conservative, but you're saying Kentucky's conservatives are liberal?
Yeah.
I disagree, but go ahead.
All right. Well, we ain't going.
No, we don't have to get into that.
Anyway, so I was introduced to guns. Like, I have one of my uncles. He used to love to hunt, and I started counting. He has rifles and shotguns up in his living room and on display that he hunts with. And I remember one day, as a kid, I sat down and just started counting them. I think I lost count at like 30 or 40 or something like that before I was like, all right, yeah, he's got a lot of guns. But yeah, they line his entire living room. But that's just this a way of life, just hunting, you know, for sport, things like that. A lot of people use, you know, guns for home protection, which I'm a strong believer in myself. So that's my just relationship with guns. I was introduced young, at a young age, like seeing guns used and everything and all that type of jazz. So I have because I have a much more fine knowledge of them, I guess, in my opinion, I have more knowledge of them, so I have less of a fear of them. Of course, I do fear a gun in the wrong hands, like mm-hmm. anyone should. But yeah, that's me. Just a quick snippet.
So a quick snippet of mine is I don't like guns, and I did not grow up around guns at all.
Oh, you didn't know that was in the house?
No, my mother didn't have no guns.
You know, your sisters were toting?
No, they no.
was packing all of them all the time.
No, I didn't grow up around guns. I'm sure that one of my mother's ex-husbands, when she was married to him, that's when we had a gun in the house. That I do know for sure, yeah. But I didn't grow up around guns. I've never been desensitized to guns. And not to say that you have, but there is a small touch of desensitized because you got to be around them. So yeah. For me, they were always just this thing of,
yeah, my dad guns had guns. Kill. Yeah, my dad has guns. He's got guns he's had since I've been alive, and I knew exactly where it was.
Yeah, and not in a safe.
No, not in a safe.
It was in a drawer.
Yeah, he'll come visit us and be like, you know, you need to make sure them guns is in a safe. Like, I've been my whole life with your gun. I knew exactly where it was and what it looked like.
Yeah.
I've even seen him pull it out on a few people. Yeah.
So when we got married, and specifically when we bought this house, because you didn't have one when we were in the apartment, correct?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was about to say, what are you looking around for? That became a topic for us. That became an argument for us, because Marcus was very adamant that he wanted to be able to have a gun for the purpose of possibly protecting us, and also for a hobby, because he goes to the gun range every now and again. And then it became, he needed two guns, like we in a damn Western.
No, you just need options. You never know.
And then it became, he needed three guns, in which the third, you all know, if you followed us for a while, he hid from me for over 8 months. And
it wasn't over. It was like,
he hid from me for 8 months. Don't days. Every time you try to make the shorter and shorter and shorter.
It's like 6 hours.
I accidentally drove up on him, and when he was trying to put the gun in the house and then try to put it back in his truck. If I can find that video where we talk about it, the video is called "He's in Trouble" or something like that. I will definitely post it in the description box of this video. But Marcus has a love and a bit of a, what's the word? I don't want to say you're obsessed, but
it's a hobby. I like guns.
He does. So he's like, the latest thing is, well, not latest, it's been for the past 3 years, he wants a shotgun. And he keeps trying to convince me of why shotguns are safer than a handgun. And I'm just like, no, I don't want it. Mm-mm. Now, I did, for his birthday a couple years ago, as like a showing him that I am trying to understand him, I went on my own, took a one-on-one lesson on how to shoot a pistol and a revolver. Or are those the same thing?
Kind of, but when you say the two different things, people that know guns know exactly what you're
talking about. The two things are.
A pistol takes a clip.
No. No, are they? Did I say it right? Is what I'm saying? Did. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying that.
No. It's even back in the Western days, they would call like the only gun that existed was revolvers, and they called them pistols. So the term pistol kind of refers to all handguns. But when you say revolver and pistol, it separates.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the things that stuck with me when I took that class was the guy was like, only point a gun in the direction of something you're willing to destroy. And that just it when I was already afraid of guns then, but that made me
when he said willing to destroy,
sure, I was just like, see,
nuclear weapon at my fingertips.
Yeah, pretty much. And they are very powerful. If you've never shot a gun before, shooting them, and you know, I'm not a weak woman, but I'm tell you what, they turned my arms. Yeah, I'm about to win this fitness challenge. Nah,
you lost already.
They turned my arms into spaghetti. Like, I was able to see very quickly the amount of force this piece of technology or art or whatever you want to call it is able to, like, force through the air, you know, a bullet at such a speed. So it definitely made me go, oh, yep, I was right. I don't like guns. I am not. And they're loud as well. But but anyways, we say all this to just give a little bit of a background of where we're coming from on this conversation. So everybody right now is talking about gun reform in the United States because there is a problem. We've had more mass shootings here recently than ever. Yeah. And obviously one of the problems is that people who are doing these mass shootings are able to purchase guns easily and legally. This is not like no, you know, drug cartel in the hood where you got a whole bunch of bodies on the gun, so it's a throwaway gun. These are legally purchased. Yeah.
Registered, licensed.
Yes. Guns that are bought at, you know, legal places. So it's just like, okay, how do we prevent guns from being put in the wrong hands?
We understand, say it up front, we do understand this won't stop people from doing horrible things with guns. That's evident. Like, bad people want guns, they're going to get them.
They're going to get guns.
Yeah. But at the same time, like she said, these guns have been purchased legally and there's been a problem over and like time after time.
Right. Exactly. So we, one point that we definitely agree on is that we don't think that there should be a ban on the purchasing of all guns.
Yeah,
one of my big reasons for that is if the police have weapons, then civilians should be able to have weapons.
That's been very clear here lately. Police, like,
yeah,
black men need allowed to be allowed to carry guns just by getting a speeding ticket, apparently, because it's pretty bad. Because you got just as many bad cops out there as you do bad people.
Right, right. So, and where I also think there needs to be a reform on how we hire police as well. But
oh yeah.
When we speak of gun reform, Marcus, can you first explain some of the laws that you know regarding guns as far as in how you can purchase a gun?
Well, California and New York are two of the strictest states. Actually, New York is the absolute strictest state, most strict state. I'm not sure of their laws. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to have a gun in New York. Maybe a handgun, but I don't think you're allowed to have a shotgun. It's extremely strict in New York. California... When I first moved out here, I thought it was way too strict. I said that coming from Kentucky, I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. You can't, like, even after purchasing a gun, even the way you're allowed to use it, it's extremely strict. But after being out here, now I understand why, because it's crowded out here. It's a lot more people, a lot more people per square mile. In California, you can't legally, if someone is on your property, you can't legally, and threatens you, you can't legally shoot them in self-defense. To shoot somebody and get away with it in California, you have to be barricaded in a room and they have to cross over the threshold of the doorway and you have to be fearful of your life in order to shoot them. Where in Florida and other states, it's like, hey, I had my gun on me. I felt like I was in danger, so I shot him dead. They're like, all right, way to go. You know,
yeah, you can be outside. So
that's pretty bad. And in other states, you know, just by them being on your property line, you can shoot and kill them. Like, in these other states, it's less crowded. You know, you might have a neighbor a quarter mile down the road, where California, New York, these other crowded states, your neighbor is
right there,
15 feet from you.
Yeah, our neighbors can join the podcast if they wanted to right now from their kitchen.
In areas. Now, there are parts of Florida and Texas and Arizona where people are just as close as we are in California. But I think if they're going to make gun laws, they need to be from state to state, like world. They need to be nationwide and not just vary from state to state, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Real quick, something that you didn't mention, so they kind of have a reference. In Kentucky, you can carry and conceal, which means you can have your weapon on you and it be out of sight.
You can get permitted and licensed to carry a concealed weapon or open carry. I believe in Kentucky you can get open carry also, which is like a shotgun. You can have it on you.
And like people Texas. Can actually see that you have
it. Yeah, like Texas and stuff like that. You can have a assault rifle. I hate calling them assault rifles because it's already with the term that you're going to commit assault. But you can have a rifle on you or a shotgun on you, hosted on your shoulder, and it's just fine. Like, it was an article I saw that when the president went to one of these states, it was guys like walking around at the route or at his wherever he was having his speech or wherever he was with rifles on their shoulder, and it's nothing that the cops could do
because it's completely legal. We're here in California, you cannot do either one of those.
Absolutely. When you have a gun with you in California, when I'm going to the gun range, to travel legally, I have to have the ammo locked away, not only in its carry case, but in the vehicle. It has to be locked and put away. And the ammo and the gun can't be in the cab at the same time. One has to be in the trunk locked and one has to be in the cab. They have to be completely separate. So road rage happens. I can't just snap and decide to do some damage.
Right, right. So
it's pretty strict, but I understand why.
So in about 2 minutes or less, tell me what you would consider to be a good measure for reform when it comes to the purchasing of firearms in the U.S.
Honestly, after being in California and seeing everything happen throughout the country, I think there needs to be in my opinion, it's way too easy to purchase a gun. Even in California, it's easy. Like Angel made a statement the other day, she said she didn't feel she should be allowed to just go out and purchase any gun. And she can if she wanted to.
Yeah,
she can go right now.
I should not be considered qualified to purchase a gun.
Take the little common sense test that they give you and walk out with any gun she wants. And I feel there should be a true training and testing done to at least for somebody to be able to test out of if they are extremely experienced. Mm-hmm. Like I'm experienced, so I don't feel like I should do the same thing that she has to do, but I should be able to test out of what she has to do to get a gun. Mm-hmm. I believe this, with all this stuff going on, there should be a more strict background check. They need to be able to check some type of medical records or something. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I feel like that they should be able to check who else lives in the home with you.
Absolutely.
Because I'm in the gun store all the time, and I can definitely see that it's obvious that dude probably can't legally have a gun, but he has his girlfriend with him. And he's over there saying, oh, yeah, let me check this one out. She hasn't touched the gun not once. And the guys behind the counter say, who's buying this gun? Oh, I am. Well, why is he doing everything? Oh, because I know more about guns. And no, I have my own. She's just going to get hers. It's like, no, the gun's for you. And there's no telling. You probably on the run right now, but they're not checking you. They're checking her. So everybody involved should be accountable in that household, in my opinion. Because right now, because I have my guns, if she takes my gun and does something wrong, I'm accountable for it.
Right.
And
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, I feel like there should be like a lengthy process. Like, you know how with driving, you have your permit process and then you can eventually get your license. I feel like there needs to be some sort of time period where people I don't want to say can be monitored, but in a way, yes. It's just like, because it's such a quick purchase that can happen after you take this test, if this person doesn't, so for instance, what is being said about the man who committed the killings in Orlando is that other than him being on a watch list, if that is the case, he would have been, he would have been able to pass a record, a background check. A more in-depth one, because he didn't have any type of prior felonies or anything like that, and there are no records on him having any type of psychiatric problems. So those are things that could easily be, you know, like, I guess...
Red flagged?
Well, no, because if that person doesn't have any of those things prior, you can kind of sneak under the radar.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there was a way, granted, it could probably cost more money, but I think it's worth it to be able to, like... I don't want to say monitor, but that's the only word I can think of. Monitor or observe people for over some period of time. Like, at least it might not keep people from doing what they're going to do, but I feel like it makes it a little harder. If you know, okay, I'm planning to do something crazy, you got 6 months before you're going to be able to purchase something to do it.
Like, if they were watching this, the dude that shot up the church, It's like that would could have easily not eat. I'm not gonna say easily, but it could have been avoided if somebody was watching this food. Mm-hmm. It's like you clearly hate a certain group of people.
Right. Yeah. If you have any, I don't care if it's an abroad terrorist group. If you have any affiliation to any sort of hate group in the United States, right. I feel like you shouldn't
but
be
that's
able
acceptable.
To. I don't care. That's yeah. that's my opinion.
Because I roll
of,
my eyes. That's,
that's my opinion
fact
of
that
what.
These, I was going to say this real quick. The fact that these hate groups in the U.S. have killed more Americans than ISIS.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's legal. Let the Klan or somebody or one of these militias in Texas or Arizona start rallying, and the cops will be there to protect them and make sure don't nothing get started.
Right. No,
it's ridiculous.
It is ass backwards. It's ass backwards. But
excuse my banter.
Give us your thoughts on gun control. If you don't live in the United States, let us know what the laws are in your country where you live. I feel like America is so hell bent on guns, and there's so many guns here that I don't think a ban will ever happen.
Have you seen the grids or the comparisons of like people shot and killed with like guns in different countries? It's like it'll be like over the course of a year or 2 years, it'll be like 4, 12.
Oh yeah,
six.
And then
United
I
States
like
123,000.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
What?
It's crazy how like berserk our country is. And I was telling Marcus this, and then we're going to move off of this and shift to another topic that has a little brighter tone to it. We have been so desensitized as children. In this growing up of age. So what I mean by that is that violence is shown so easily now on television as well as in video games that I feel like the gravity of using a gun and killing someone doesn't really hold true the way it used to when I grew up. Not to say I didn't see violent things, you know, cartoons.
No, you saw violent things, but...
Cartoons show violent things,
these video
but this
games.
Is these video games try to make it as realistic as possible.
I saw some kids playing a game
at the barbershop.
At the barbershop, I can't, Call of Duty. I don't know which one it was, and these little Marcus's age, and this dude was like snuck up behind the dude he was trying to kill, like Bowie knife out, and just stabbed him in the neck, and dude bled out on the floor. I was like. What? Like, and you know, this is high-fiving each other. Good job. We got one. It's like, and a lot of parents may see it as harmful or harmless, but it's not. You're desensitizing your children. They don't respect death. They don't respect danger after that.
Yeah.
They don't respect life. You know, they don't value life after seeing so much of that stuff.
I'm so adamant with little Marcus. He knows there's certain things that, you know, he loves watching video games on YouTube. And I'm like, if it has guns in it, you can't watch it. Because the thing is that eventually he will be introduced to guns because his father likes guns. But I'd rather him be introduced to the reality of it instead of this fantasy world that doesn't make it. That doesn't make it real. Like, we respect life in this household. Yeah. And having a gun or ever using a gun on someone is not something that should be taken lightly.
Yeah.
And
that's the last thing I would want to do. But if it's what it takes to protect my family, something different. But
yeah. So it's just, I feel like that's a big reason why gun reform, in my opinion, is necessary, is that we're not living in the day and age of when we grew up where... Yeah, there weren't a bunch of mass shootings. It was a person killing a person, maybe two or three. But now you've got people dying in huge numbers, like people just really wanting the nation to hurt, to really leave a huge impact.
And that's what they're doing, what they want to do.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they want to do, is leave a fingerprint. They want to leave that impact.
And so it's just being that we're in this place where people are, I don't know what's in these people's minds and what type of thing is not, what circuits aren't meeting in their brain. But regardless, I feel like that the country needs to do something to protect.
I saw the dumbest meme today. It said the problem wasn't one person that injured or killed 103 people. It was, the problem was 103 people that didn't have guns. I'm like,
what?
So you expect, this is the dumbest thing. I'm like, so they would have, it was in a dark nightclub from what we understand. I don't even want to go into it. If it was in a dark nightclub, you expect everybody else to pull out guns and start shooting. So now you got 300 dead people. That was like the argument behind the whole gun thing. Like I said, I'm a fan of guns. People need them in their house to protect their families. I completely understand it. Like she said, I got guns. I love shooting, but it's way too. It's a definite problem, and people refuse to recognize it.
Yeah. Well, on to something a little brighter before we end this podcast. It's Father's Day coming up on Sunday.
Yep.
So, what would be like the ultimate Father's Day gift for you?
Guns.
But the thing is, he's laughing, he's serious.
Like, come on, Marcus, let's go on to the store. What you want? Let me get all of them over in the corner.
What is your fascination? Is it because, what is the fascination about him? Like, why a gun over, like, maybe a bow and arrow?
Efficiency, for one. Ass bow and arrow.
No. I'm talking about the hobby of it. Obviously, yeah.
It's more expensive to shoot bow and arrow. Have you priced arrows?
Of course I have.
All right.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, but I still feel like a bow and arrow would be like.
All right, this ain't
neat.
Hunger Games, all right?
I know it's not. I'm just saying something neat to have.
Yeah, I get a bow and arrow too then. In case of the apocalyptic aftermath, we're going to need to hunt, and I'm going to have to reuse that arrow, or the zombies come, where a lot of these idiots are preparing for. They're actually people preparing for the zombie attack. A zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Zombie what?
Apocalypse. Yeah, I said it wrong the first time. I know.
So yeah, in case that happens, we need them arrows, and I can make my own arrows.
Really?
Yeah.
I want him to make one. I want him to make
arrow look like his wire holding this up.
Yes. It don't go nowhere. Just
well, you get close enough, you can stab something.
Right. That's exactly.
That's what it's for.
But still use the bow. Use the bow, and then just push it through the skull.
Push it on through there. It's a clean kill. I got all that meat left on that animal.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't. It's a hobby. I like guns. I like shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
Different. Just the different calibers, the different styles. A lot of guns I can appreciate because the workmanship that went into making them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, why shoes?
Okay, so number two.
If I could, I would wear half different guns with different outfits, like heels.
This is my Stiletto 47.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your number two? So
hilarious right there.
Stiletto 47.
Yeah, I like that one.
What would be your second then?
That would be what I would call your snub nose that I'm trying to buy you. I'm trying to get Angela a gun. She don't want one.
I don't. I'm not at that place. I'm not. Like, no. I would hopefully think that I desensitize myself by the time there is a zombie apocalypse where I'm just like, I'm comfortable. I understand. I am safe with this gun. But no, I'm not there. I'm not there at all.
All right, you can have it tomorrow. Did you smell that smell that was throughout Southern California?
Shut up.
It was a weird smell today.
What's your number two? Hobbies? Best? No.
What?
What you would want for Father's Day? Did you forget that quickly?
You know it. Actually, that's my number two. You know what my number one is.
Old school?
Yes.
That's not a Father's Day gift.
Yeah, it is if you was a...
What? If I was a what?
You was a extremely wealthy wife.
That's not what you were going to say.
What's
your old school?
Oh, my. Come on now. I don't know. I got a few. See, it gives you options.
Come quickly. Name them.
The cars? You want me to name them?
Yeah.
All right. Not in no particular order. A 66 Cadillac Coupe de Ville convertible.
Mm-hmm.
A Pontiac GTO.
Mm-hmm.
They all got to be convertible and stick shift if possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Pontiac GTO. And another one, possibly a Chevelle. Certain Impalas. All 60s. A 60 old school Chevy or Lincoln.
Then you would love it.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with a 60 anything, a Chevy or Lincoln. Lincoln Continental, particularly.
Okay.
Well, one of these airplanes flying over here.
No, I'm going to snatch it up out of the sky for you. That ain't no airplane. No, that's a helicopter.
That's how long we've been here. She knows the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a P-32.
I'm like, that's a four-passenger helicopter. They made that in the late late 2006, around like January.
Come on, hurry up. Why are you rushing me?
And why did I say January when that's early in the year? That's because my brain is shutting down.
I can't take my time naming cars, but you can continue to talk about helicopters.
I'm not talking about helicopters. I'm talking about my brain not working the way I need it to work. It's because it's malnourished because I am losing all this weight. I'm not eating a lot. Okay. And number three, give me a third thing that you would want for Father's Day.
If it ain't out there, we're going to have problems. That grill.
What grill?
The barbecue grill. Yes.
You already have that, though. And
No, I got two grills.
But you have the one that does
not that one.
Charcoal.
I don't have that one.
What's different with that one?
The versatility of it. It's more user-friendly. I ain't got to crawl up under it to clean it out. It's all trays. I ain't got to lift the tray. Trust me on this, all right? I don't ask you what's the difference between this purse and that purse.
But it is just the charcoal.
Look, if you want this grilled salmon all summer, you're going to go get that grill and have it in that backyard.
You acted as if I can't grill my own stuff.
You can grill it, but I mean, I can put on your makeup, but you ain't going to like it.
I would like my grilled salmon. Yeah, thank you very much. I
think so.
So your grill is your number three.
Yes, number three.
Okay, give me four and five and let's close out.
God, I ain't got four and five. You know I'm easy.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No.
Do nothing. You don't want to do no whole bunch of running around.
You don't?
Actually, I do want to go somewhere. I don't know where, though.
Like, what do you mean go somewhere?
I don't know. Just out and about. It ain't got to be, like, far nowhere. Yeah.
Okay, so that's four. And what's your number five?
Can't think of it.
You're not trying to think. I'm just not. I can't think of it.
Puppy shopping. No. Yeah, I'd be damned if we get another dog.
Yeah, that's not happening. I know what your number five is.
These other two might not get fed for the rest of the week.
I know what your number five is.
What?
Another baby.
No.
You guys, thanks so much for tuning in.
Cut the music off. She done told that lie quickly.
That's his number. Actually, I did lie. That's his number two.
That's your number one.
No,
that's my number. Ain't one. They don't make a number big enough.
This is number zero. He's so excited.
Don't exist.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know this was like a heavier one, but I felt like, you know, it's important. This is what's happening right now, and I don't like
Father's Day? I'm joking.
I don't like to shy away from important topics that are happening.
That's what people are talking about right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay current with y'all.
And we would love to know your thoughts as well. We family, and this is stuff the family talks about. At least that's what we do. We're not going to, you know, brush stuff underneath the rug like it's not happening in the United States and in the world.
I ain't scared to talk about it.
So please make sure you comment below on our YouTube channel what you think gun reform is, or if you don't think there should be gun reform, and if you're in a different country, let us know what the laws are in your country as far as in owning and purchasing guns. Please.
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, you mean those things that the military use?
Right. We don't need those over here. We over here having a good time eating and sunbathing. Please follow us on iTunes and SoundCloud. The podcast is called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Check out our friend Darnell Levine. I've been using his music in the podcast. Check out his, he goes by Classic Levine. Check out his album, I Sign Myself, on iTunes. And follow us on our social media. Big Marcus has started Periscoping again, so check him out at Periscope at 2782. And I'm Angel the Actress on almost everything but Periscope. Periscope, I'm That Chick Angel. All right, guys, we appreciate you tuning in, and we will talk to y'all next Wednesday.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.